You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the IFSA World Blind Games 2023 at the tennis, and I've got Sophie from the Lawn Tennis Association. Sophie, what's your sort of role within visually impaired tennis?
So for this week, I'm helping organise kind of from a tournament organisation side in running the tennis event. So running it over at Bilsley and at Swanhurst School, and then Edgbaston later in the week. But day to day, my role within the LTA is around regional competitions for visually impaired, learning disability, wheelchair. And then I look after some of the GB programmes across those impairments too.
I had a go myself at visually impaired tennis and I really enjoyed it. But here you've got a number of courts for different levels of sight, so B1, B2 and B3?
Yes, we also have B4. So we've covered across four different classifications this week. So we've got one court in our tennis centre at Bilsley, which we've put down tactile lines for our B1 players. We ask our B1 players to patch their eyes and wear an eye shade. So we create the tactile lines for the court using bungee cord and tape. So we've got one B1 court within Bilsley, and then we've also got four B2 to 4 courts that are getting played on. And then we've also built a tennis court into a sports hall at Swanhurst School.
And it's obviously, with most visually impaired sports, it's sound is very important to hear the ball, to hear where the ball is. I found it, I was sort of okay when I was playing yesterday. I did manage to hit the ball a couple of times, but it is so important to have a sort of quiet area.
Definitely. It's something that we really try and prioritise. We want to create the best conditions for players so that they can compete at the highest levels. But yeah, it's something that's obviously quite challenging, but yeah, we do our best.
And there are lots of countries taking part during the games, and from, you've got Japan, you've got Great Britain, you've got loads and loads of, even Northern Ireland as well. So it's quite a sort of really well attended championships.
Definitely. We even have teams that have come across from Australia. So it's a really well attended championships, and it's the first one that we've held in England. So it's fantastic for some of our GB players to get the opportunity to compete against some of these international players too. And the standard is incredible.
I was going to ask you, because you've obviously been here watching the tennis, how's the standard been so far?
It's been fantastic. I think from my side, I've never seen players from other countries compete within visually impaired tennis, and to see the level, it's been fantastic. It's a really growing sport, and I think that's happening globally. So it's only going to get better. So this has set a pretty high standard this year.
And if somebody who's visually impaired would like to get into visually impaired tennis, is the best thing to go through the LTA?
Yeah, so we have a contact us form within the LTA on our website, so you can find information there. We also have a map within that the section of our website that shows you which clubs do have sessions for visually impaired tennis. So you can go through there. You could also speak to your local club, see if they're able to offer anything. We're trying to create inclusive environments within all clubs that you could turn up to your local tennis club and try and compete and try and play.
And it is a very much a growing sport. I think it's one of the fastest VI sports. Do you think there's a possibility that visually impaired tennis might get into the Paralympics at some stage?
We would absolutely love that, and I think that's something that we would strive to get to at some point. We work with an organisation called the International Blind Tennis Association, and I think their aim is to try and get us there. So fingers crossed.
Do you think England might win, perhaps?
I hope so. I hope we bring home some golds. We'll have to see you at the end of the week.
Well, Sophie, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. Great to speak.